Welcome to the Veterans Perspective, presented by the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency, with your host, Director of the MVAA, Zanetta Adams.
Welcome back to the Veterans Perspective. I'm your host, Zanetta Adams, the Director of the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. Today, we're talking about educational opportunities for veterans. Joining us today will be Jill Hinton-Wolf, the Military and Veterans Resource Manager at Grand Valley State University, Jason Bowes, Davenport University's Partner Manager of Military and College of Business at Davenport, and Kathy Enderle from the Michigan National Guard State Tuition Assistance Program. We have an exciting show for you today. We're going to be talking about grant opportunities, some of the new changes within the VA for GI Bill recipients, as well as veteran readiness and employment individuals, and the like. So if you're interested in educational opportunities, this is a show that you don't want to miss. Stick around and we'll return on the Veterans Perspective. Welcome back to the Veterans Perspective. Again, I'm your host, Zanetta Adams, the Director of the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. And we're talking today about educational opportunities. Joining me as a guest today is Michael Pleat. He is one of our newest Resource Center techs in our Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency Resource Service Center. And so he's also a veteran. And we're going to be talking a little bit about the changes to the GI Bill benefit, but also just the GI Bill in general. So welcome to the show, Michael.
Thank you so much, Director Adams.
So, you know, I wanted to kind of jump in. The Department of Veterans Affairs actually recently made changes to their to allow extra GI Bill benefits for some disabled veterans. So the changes is individuals who utilize veteran readiness and employment benefits will no longer have that counted against their eligibility for GI Bill payouts later on, which is huge. I utilized, at the time it was voc rehab, but now it's veteran readiness and employment to go through school. And I had a choice, use my post 9/11 GI Bill or utilize this. And so I went and utilized veteran readiness and employment, and that just kind of clicked against my 48 months. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the GI Bill benefit in general. And I assume you had the post 9/11 GI Bill.
That's correct. Yeah, I used the post 9/11 to attend Michigan State.
And so what was your experience in utilizing that? Did you use it for the entire 4 years, or did you utilize some of it? Like, how did that work out for you?
Yeah, so it ended up being for the entirety of my undergrad. I was able to complete my bachelor's degree using the post 9/11. I would not have been able to finish school without it. I know for certain that I would not have been able to finish or really have the motivation and know that I was going to be financially okay in the future without the benefit of that post 9/11 GI Bill benefit. And having a housing allowance and having a book stipend was really an incredible fallback, knowing that the military was there to support me when I was out. I got out in 15, graduated shortly after. So knowing that they were going to be there, providing, helping me pay rent, but also go to school. I had a 60%. I did a year in Iraq, so I had a 60% tuition that they covered. So I did have to work and take out some loans to finish the rest. But without that 60%, I know I wouldn't have been able to afford it or complete my degree at MSU. So it was completely necessary for me.
Well, and that's great. And it's interesting. I know that they've been making changes to GI Bill, like the website in general and how to get access and trying to make it a little bit easier for individuals. Did you feel like the process, I guess, in finding out your eligibility, and then if you even remember that process, do you think it was cumbersome, or did you feel like it was just kind of easy for you to get access to those benefits?
Well, I'll say that, you know, I would say that just like any benefit in the military, hopefully, you know, services like the MVAA and me being a technician, now I see that we're trying to streamline it so everybody gets the same service. But I know back sometimes people get different services depending on what school they go to or different assistance. And the folks at Michigan State were great. They, you know, helped me through the process signing up for the benefits. They did have a veterans coordinator that worked there that would try and, you know, connect veterans that were attending Michigan State together. Applying for the benefits, that type of thing. It was easy for me. It was as easy as getting a paycheck when the monthly stipend would kick in. Direct deposit, that type of thing. It was because Michigan State was so focused on helping veterans there's a full-time office there. So they helped connect us to those benefits and ensure that we were on the path to finishing our degree.
Well, and I think that's great. You know, I think about, you know, when I was going through at the time called Volk Rehab, you know, it was a little bit more cumbersome. You know, you had to go and apply for Volk Rehab, which, you know, if you're 10% disabled or more, then you can get access to potentially to Volk Rehab services. It just depends. You have to talk to a Volk Rehab counselor or veteran readiness and employment counselor, as they call it now. And then, you know, you had to go through whether, you know, because Volk Rehab is, or veteran readiness and employment is not just about education. It's about really just getting you back into the workforce. And so, you know, if education is the path, they help you with that. If not, then you go through that other path. So it was a little bit more cumbersome. There were a little bit more, a few more hoops to go through, and then having to make a determination as to whether I was going to use one or the other. That was kind of, you know, it was one of those things like, well, I use this, I don't have this benefit potentially for my children if they want to use it. And so the fact that they're opening that up to be able to utilize both is huge. That's huge for veterans. And so you bring up a great point, Michael. You mentioned the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency and not everyone having a resource counselor, especially if they haven't started school yet. So where would you send them then if they're interested in learning more about some of their opportunities and resources and benefits?
So yeah, anyone can reach out to us to get that information at michiganveterans.com or give us a call at 1-800-642-4838. Again, that's 1-800-642-4838.
Thank you so much, Michael. And again, if you're interested in having additional clarification, you can contact the VA Education Call Center at 1-888-GI-BILL-1. That's 1-888-442-4551. Stick around. We'll be joined by our next guest, Jill Hinton Wolf from Grand Valley State University.
Welcome back to the Veterans Perspective, presented by the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. Now back to your host, Director of the MVAA, Zanetta Adams.
Welcome back to the Veterans Perspective. I am joined today by Jill Hinton Wolf, and she is Grand Valley State University's first military and veteran resource manager. Before coming to GVSU, Jill worked as a seasoned corporate marketing professional, an adjunct professor in advertising and public relations, an entrepreneur, and as a military intelligence soldier for the U.S. Army. In 2019, she was a national runner-up for the Wink for All Women Veterans Military Sisterhood Initiative's Excellence and Exemplary Achievement Award and is a lifetime member of the American Legion, Veterans of Foreign Wars, and the Women Veterans Alliance. She lives in Grand Rapids, Michigan with her husband and five children. Welcome, Jill.
Thank you, Director Adams. It is really great to be here.
I'm so glad to be able to have a conversation. I know that Grand Valley State University, since you've been in that role, has really been doing and taking some exciting steps in helping veterans. So let's kind of jump right into, you know, I would love to, first of all, talk about some of the new things that you all have on the horizon with GVSU for veterans.
Well, we've got a lot of good stuff coming up, so we can talk about the future first. One of the things I'm really excited about is, it's not official yet, but I think I can talk about it here, is that we're really excited to welcome more ROTC students on campus. We've had a great partnership with Western over the years, but Grand Valley, with our new president, President Mantella she had ROTC at her last university and she wants to have it at Grand Valley. So we're very excited to have more of these students on campus. They bring a lot to the culture and to the classroom, and we're looking forward to inviting more of them on campus, giving them more scholarships so that they can pay for school and be part of the military at the same time.
You know, I loved ROTC. When I was going to University of Central Florida, that's actually how I really got immersed in the military culture. I mean, I had been a part of a military fraternity, and then I joined ROTC at UCF. And I just remember that's where I learned orienteering skills. Like, it was pretty cool being a part of that environment and going to school and knowing that I had, you know, early morning PT. But it gave me a taste of what I needed to get ready for when I joined the military. So that's great. I love that, you know, that's coming to West Michigan and coming, and potentially some of those students at least are coming to the school to add to that diversity. I know that, you know, recently, I know you all launched an initiative for National Guard members and enrollment. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So the National Guard, you know, makes up a pretty large population of our student veterans at Grand Valley. We have about 350 either active duty or former service members. So that's a good chunk, another 400 who are dependents, which is also nice. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we allow, if you're a Michigan National Guard soldier, you can come to Grand Valley, and it's a tuition reimbursement program. We call it the MingStap program. And so we allow those soldiers to come enroll in classes, take their classes, and they don't have to worry about that reimbursement until 60 days after the last day of classes. So we feel like that's a really great way to sort of take the pressure off those students, so that they can come enroll the classes, take the classes, and not worry about having to pay for it until they get their reimbursements back from the Michigan National Guard, which is, it's been a very successful program. They seem to like it.
That's great. And that just opens up the opportunity and the encouragement for people to join the National Guard, because here you can get this education through the tuition grant, but then you also can get, enrollment, admission to GVSU. So you already know where you're going to go and how you're going to pay for it. So that's wonderful. And I guess we're talking about students, and, there are folks out there who, they're seeking school. They're not sure if they want to go to school. Then they get in school and maybe they're not used to that environment because they've served in the military. What are some of the common mistakes that you see of some of these student veterans making in their, in their time in school?
Well, I always sort of use a conversation I had once with an Army soldier who had called me and was really struggling with coming back to school. And he said, sometimes I think it would be easier if I just went back to Iraq, and then instead of having to worry about, all these things that I have going on with school. So that's kind of my big mission right now, is to let students know that there are, that the transition from the military, which, you were handling some life and death situations, high dollar, military equipment, you're in some really touchy situations doing some really important stuff. And then when they transition to college, everything is much more sort of elusive, and some would say maybe wishy-washy, right? There's a lot more open space for you to make your own decisions and have to manage your own time. And so the more you can kind of get your head around what those expectations are, and also understand that coming to college is a skill, right? It's something you have to learn and practice, and you're not going to be perfect at it when you first come out, but to ask for help is really important. It's not something that we tend to do in the military or we're trained to do, from a personal standpoint, but I find my most successful students who are getting those high GPAs, who are meeting those, really high up individuals in their field and getting really cool work internships, are the ones that reach out and do the networking and are willing to ask for help when they need it.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. And so I'm, just looking at, your title and what you do, you're the Military and Veteran Resource Manager. I'm sure you have to be up to date on many of the resources that are out there, including employment, maybe internship opportunities and the like. And so I guess I would say, you have a lot of people out there that say they're veteran friendly or, they're veteran inclusive. Can you talk a little bit about what those differences are?
Sure. So being veteran friendly is, of course, we all want to be veteran friendly. There's nothing inherently wrong with it. I've just found kind of over the years, it seems to have been hijacked by some companies that want to use it as a marketing tactic. So if you sort of, it's a little bit of a pay to play out there when we're talking about some of these military friendly designations. It's not to say they're not valuable or they're not helpful. But at Grand Valley, we kind of wanted to shift the conversation a little bit from being military friendly, which often feels sort of like it keeps it just with the military folks. And we're all great people. We love hanging out with each other, but we're in college to connect and build relationships. And so it makes it more of a sort of campus-wide sort of initiative to say we're veteran inclusive. So whatever experiences you bring with you from your background, from your military experience, from your training, whether you were overseas or working, in some, high conflict areas on these amazing teams, bring it with you to Grand Valley. We want that experience and that background to inform how you show up in the classroom. Those conversations are always so much better when you can talk about how, your experience in Afghanistan relates to this, English novel and literature that you're reading, right? That's a much richer conversation than just having the professor sit up there and talk about what they know. They want you at Grand Valley to talk about your military experience if that's comfortable for you. And so that's kind of what we talk about when we talk about being inclusive, mm-hmm. is we're engaging, you know, the fraternities and sororities to come over and, you know, join us on our rucks when we go for that. We do push-up challenges with the police academy. We just try to be as inclusive and open and include as many people as possible in our sort of veteran experience. And we've been really, really just touches my heart how much of the community has wanted to join us and be part of that and support the work that these students are doing.
Well, and that's amazing. And I will, you know, just kind of put it out there that you are one of our veteran friendly schools as well, which means that you look at military transfer credits and you look at, you know, making sure that you have someone who can work with military veterans and student programs for veterans. So, you know, we're really appreciative of the work that you're doing there and how you're reaching out into the community to make sure that veterans are being served. So I guess the final question would be, where would people go to find out more information about how to attend or what to do or how to get more information about what you're doing at GVSU for veterans and their families?
Sure. We have a Facebook page, so you can search there, or you can just go to gvsu.edu/veterans.
All right, gvsu.edu/veterans. Thank you so much, Jill, for joining us today. It was a great conversation.
Thank you, Director Adams.
All right, so when we come back from commercial break, we are going to be joined by our next guest, Jason Bose, who will be talking about some of the other opportunities at Davenport University. So stick around with us when we return on the Veterans Perspective. Welcome back to the Veterans Perspective. I'm your host, Annetta Adams, the director of the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. And we are joined by our next guest, Jason Boz of Davenport University. He is the partner manager of Military and College of Business at Davenport. Now, Jason served in the U.S. Army as a military police officer and canine handler for more than 8 years. He served overseas for 3 years in both hostile and combat-related countries. After retiring from the U.S. Army as a staff sergeant, which is E6, due to a service-related injury, he attended Davenport University and earned a BBA in management. Jason is currently finishing a master's degree in management. As the partnership manager of Military and College of Business at Davenport University, Jason supports all Davenport University campuses to increase enrollment. In his role, Jason works with all military students and he assists with educational benefits and military service transcripts. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I would love for you to tell us a little bit about Davenport.
Sure. Davenport was founded in 1866, so we've been around for just over 150 years by a Civil War veteran returning from the war. Davenport is one of the largest private nonprofit universities in Michigan, and we currently serve about 6,500 students in nearly 60 undergraduate and graduate level programs across campuses across the state of Michigan. We have campuses in Holland, Grand Rapids, Lansing, Midtown Detroit, Warren, Midland, and then also at a couple of university centers in Traverse City and in the Detroit area. And then finally, Davenport is a gold level veteran-friendly school with the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency as of 2015.
Well, and we definitely are excited to have you as a gold level veteran-friendly school. And, you know, just looking at that goal level, you all are kind of taking it above and beyond and stepping it up. And one of the things I'm very excited to talk about is our, you know, growing partnership with Davenport University through our Veteran Friendly Employer Program. And that's a program that provides great benefits to veterans and non-veterans seeking further education. I would love for you to talk a little bit about that partnership and what that means to you.
So the MVA Veteran Friendly Employer Scholarship Program was an idea that we worked with the MVA on to offer scholarships to the Veteran Friendly Employer Program with the MVA to over 400 organizations within the state of Michigan. And so there's three different levels of scholarships. There's a bronze level, there's a silver level, and a gold level. And so we offer scholarships to each employer, 50 scholarships at both the bronze and silver level, and then up to 100 scholarships for those gold level veteran-friendly employers. And so there's different dollar amounts, but we are offering scholarships to both veteran and non-veteran employees because we know that the non-veteran employees support those veteran employees at each organization. So it's something that we've partnered with MVA and we're very proud about that program at Davenport University.
So you mean that if you are working for a veteran-friendly employer, somebody who's on our list, whether it be bronze, silver, or gold, and they are working there, veteran or not, they can actually get access to a scholarship potentially through Davenport?
They can. They definitely can. So they do not have to be a veteran. They could be a non-veteran. We did reserve 25% at each organization for veterans specifically. And the reason for that is because obviously there's fewer number of veteran employees at each organization, and we wanted to make sure that we had scholarships available for veterans. But also on the non-veteran side, they obviously support those veteran employees. And so we wanted to make sure that we provided scholarships for both veteran and non-veterans.
Well, and that's amazing. So I, you know, for our listeners out there, you know, if you're looking for educational opportunities and you need to check out and find out if one of our 400 plus veteran friendly employers is your employer, because you could potentially have scholarship opportunities at Davenport. And so I would assume they would talk to their HR personnel to find out more, or even contact Davenport to maybe find out if they qualify.
Definitely. They can actually go to our website as well, davenport.edu/MVAA, or they can contact myself, jason.bos@davenport.edu. And I'm more than happy to assist them with their questions about the MVAA scholarship program.
That's great. So have you started to see applications rolling in for that? Are you seeing interest? And can you talk about that? Maybe some of the employers?
Sure. Yeah. So there's a few different employers that we're working with right now. We do monthly webinars to educate the employers about the MVAA scholarship program. And some of those key employers I want to highlight are Hayworth, GE Michigan, Comcast, MDHHS, Comerica Bank, and then LARA. So two of those are state of Michigan organizations, but we've had tremendous success with those organizations so far. A lot of applications coming in, and a lot of employees looking to better themselves by earning a degree at Davenport University.
That is amazing. So I, you know, now for some of those employers that are out there listening, you may want to be a veteran-friendly employer in our program, but you've not necessarily looked into the scholarship, or even for those employees of veteran-friendlies. So we talked about the website and the webpage, but I encourage you to give us a call at 1-800-MISHVET. That's 1-800-642-4838. Especially if you're looking to become a veteran-friendly employer, so you can see how you can use this as an incentive to reach out to your employees to say, hey, we're a veteran-friendly employer. We've passed the mark. And now here's kind of a golden nugget for you in essence to be able to take advantage of if you want to further your education. So that's great. I will talk about, so outside of this scholarship partnership with us, I know Davenport has done some remarkable work in the military credit equivalency space as well, supporting veteran students and then giving them, you know, earned credit for their service through college credit. So can you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. Davenport was awarded a grant from the state of Michigan back in 2018 to look at the joint service transcript and to better articulate credits that service members receive based on their experience in the military, but in the college environment. And so after that 1 year grant, Davenport has articulated over 600 credits, both open elective and direct equivalency credits, based on the joint service transcript alone. Of those 600, 347 of those courses are direct equivalencies. And we also created a Veterans Bachelor of Science in Nursing Pathway program for those corpsmen and medics that served in the military to earn a Bachelor of Science in Nursing at Davenport University. So we're really proud of that. We continue to expand upon those credits as we see different MOSs from the military to better articulate those, that training, that experience, to give them advanced standing to earn a degree quicker with less time, less money, and to move on to their next career, whether they're still serving or they're in a veteran status currently.
So how is that different than, you know, how's the credit equivalency different than, I think it's that ACE transcript that they used to give? How is that different?
So the American Council on Education, or ACE, evaluates all different MOSs and suggests college level credit. Davenport has gone above and beyond that by matching our curriculum to what service members are being trained on in the military. And so one of our key highlight programs was the Veteran Bachelor of Science in Nursing Pathway, where we sent academic folks down to San Antonio to where they do all the medic and corpsman training. And we were able to evaluate the training that service members were receiving. And then we applied that and looked at that based on our curriculum. And then we started awarding credit based on matching those two together. And so that's kind of how we did that overall.
So do you have a credit for landscaping? Because I remember going through basic training and I think all of us had to pull weeds or something at one point. Is there a credit for that?
I wish there was a credit for that, but no, there's no credit for that. But no, but we're definitely proud of what we've done, and we're going to continue to expand upon that going forward.
Well, I appreciate your time and sharing this valuable information with us today, Jason.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me.
Yep. And so just remember, you can find out more information by going to Davenport's website. We will have that information posted on our Facebook page, as well as you can give us a call at 1-800-MISHFET. That's 1-800-642-4838. And we can get you connected to Jason and his team over at Davenport. And if you're looking to sign up to be a veteran-friendly employer, you can go to our website, michiganveterans.com, to find out more information about the criteria of becoming a bronze, silver, or gold level employer so you can take advantage of these opportunities. Stick around. We'll be joined by our final guest, Kathy Enderle of the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, when we return.
Welcome back to the Veterans Perspective, presented by the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. Now back to your host, Director of the MVAA, Zanetta Adams.
Welcome back to the Veterans Perspective. We are joined by our final guest, Kathy Enderle. Kathy has been working for the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs for over 15 years. She graduated from Shepherd College in West Virginia in 1996 with a bachelor's degree in business and a minor in accounting. Since Kathy started working for the department in 2006, she has worked with the Military Family Relief Fund, University Grant Program, and is currently the administrator for the State Tuition Assistance Program. She enjoys spending time at the farm with her family and friends. Welcome to the show, Kathy.
Hi, Zanetta. Thank you for having me.
So, you know, we're talking today about educational opportunities, and one of the educational opportunities we wanted to highlight was the Michigan National Guard State Tuition Assistance Program. Can you tell us a little bit more about that program?
Yeah, the Michigan Tuition Assistance Program began in 2015 to help the Michigan National Guard soldiers with their education. We try to use that as a benefit to them to retain the best and brightest soldiers in the state of Michigan.
Well, that's great. And so, you know, it's for any National Guard member. Does this tuition program take effect as soon as they join? Like, when are they able to utilize this once they join the National Guard?
Yes, ma'am. It's for the Michigan National Guard. It's for the Army side and the Air Guard. And they are able to use it once they graduate basic training in AIT.
So as soon as they come back home from getting their training for their MOS, then they can take advantage of that then.
Yes, ma'am.
That's great. And so what are some of the schools that it can be used for? Can it be used for any school, or are there some schools that are excluded?
They can use it for any school that is able to receive federal tuition assistance dollars. So they can attend one of the state schools. They can attend a community school. They can attend somewhere such as New Horizons Learning Center. Anywhere that is able to accept federal tuition assistance dollars and has a bricks and mortar location in the state of Michigan is eligible.
That's great. So that's a lot of different schools. That might be private. That might be correct. Private,
yes.
Public.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. So a trade schools potentially.
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. And so then, you know, what are some of the criteria? Like, is there, you know, a GPA requirement? Do they have to maintain a GPA requirement if they utilize this? Is it only for 1 year? Is it for all 4 years? How does that, or does it cap at 4 years? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
The program caps out at 144 credit hours for their undergraduate. And if they're working on a training program or a certificate, it's 42 semester hours. And that equates to $86,000 for the undergrad and $25,000 for certificates. So that's when it tops out. And the criteria to be reimbursed with the program is you have to have a 2.0 or better for undergrad and a 3.0 or better for graduate work. And if it's a certificate, it's a pass-fail type thing.
So you can use it for graduate school then?
Yes, ma'am.
So that's wonderful. So you can join the military with a bachelor's degree potentially in the National Guard, and then decide that you want to get your master's degree. And once you get done with AIT, then you can go into a master's program.
Yes. And the benefit to that is the MingStat program does not require the service member to have a service obligation. In order to use FTA when they're in the Michigan National Guard, they have to have so many years left on their contract for it to pay for the extended, you know, master's degree. We don't require any service obligation for them to use that. They can use it until the very last day they're in the program.
Oh, very good. So, and does it continue to pay? So let's just say someone started school, they're going to be getting out of the military. Let's just say they started and they started their last semester in January and they're getting out in April, but the semester's not over till May. Will it continue to pay for the rest of that semester? How does that work?
Nope, they have to still be in the Michigan National Guard on the last day of class. So typically their unit would probably let them do an extension for 30 days or 60 days if that was very important to them to finish that last semester. But you have to be in on the first day of class and still on the last day of class.
Okay, that makes sense. And so you talked about a reimbursement. So how is that working? I mean, I know that most people that are utilizing school tuition, they don't have money up front to pay for that. And so how does the reimbursement work? Is there an agreement with the schools? How does Michigan National Guard make that work?
We currently are working with the universities right now to have a memorandum of understanding set up where they will work with the students to allow them to put a hold on their bill until the end of the semester when they're able to request reimbursement from us.
Okay. Is the program highly utilized by those who are in the National Guard right now?
The program started, like I said, starting fall 2015, and we've had 5,000 people register to use the program. And we have probably 1,100 using it right now this academic year.
Okay, 1,100. And maybe people don't know about it. Maybe hopefully the word will get out. And if they're interested and they're in the National Guard and utilizing it, how do they apply for that?
They can go to MingStap, MingStap at Michigan, spelled all the way out, .gov.
So that'd be great. And if you can repeat that one more time.
Yes, ma'am. It's MingStap at Michigan.gov, MingStap at Michigan.gov.
Perfect. And we'll make sure we share that on our Facebook page as well so that people can access it. And so I know one of the questions that people may be asking, maybe they're looking to join the National Guard after they've been out of service for a few years and are like, yep, I could still join. And let me tell you, you can still be probably in your 40s. And if you have enough service, you can join the National Guard. So if you're interested, this may be an opportunity for you. Is it just for the veteran or is it for the spouse or the dependent? Can it be used for them as well? Or how's that work?
The program is currently for the service member only. We are looking to expand the program and we are trying to make it available to spouses and their children, but that is something that is still being worked on for the future, but that's our goal.
Okay. Are there any specific documents that the veteran will need in order to apply, or do you all have that on file already?
The service member is, they fill out a profile in the system and then we validate it using the IPSE, which is the military's personnel system. So we validate to make sure they're a member in good standing, they don't have any adverse action, that they're meeting their height and weight. So basically that they're a member in good standing. We validate all of that before we authorize them to use the program.
Okay. Well, I think that's a wonderful benefit. I mean, you can utilize that for your undergrad, you can utilize that for your potentially for your master's degree and have that reimbursed. And so, you know, do you know what other people are utilizing? Can they use it in conjunction with the GI Bill?
There are certain types of GI bills that they can use it in conjunction with. Yes.
Okay.
I'm not an expert on those, but they are able to be combined.
Okay. Do you have any advice for people who maybe the university that they're going to won't hold their bill until the end of the semester? Is there advice that you would give some of those individuals on how to get it paid for and then get it reimbursed at the end?
The only advice I would have is to find out who your veteran certifying official is on campus. And if you develop a personal relationship with them, they're more likely to work with you to put that hold on your account. And the school is more than welcome to call us and ask us questions to make sure that that person has been certified and meets the requirements to participate in the program. And at that point, it's just a matter of them passing the course with a 2.0 or 3.0 or better. And then that money is guaranteed to come to the school. So sometimes once the school talks to us, that helps them feel okay putting the hold on their account.
And is there a number to call or somewhere that they can go besides the website to maybe talk to someone about questions they may have?
Yes, ma'am. They can call my direct number. It is 517-898-5072.
So you heard that, 517-898-5072, and you can go to MingStap, MingStap, at Michigan.gov for more information. Thank you so much for joining us today, Kathy.
Thank you so much for having me.
There are a ton of different opportunities within the state of Michigan. You just have to look and see where you can find that. And as always, if you didn't get that information, you can always call us at 1-800-MICHFET. That's 1-800-642-4838 to get more information or visit us at MichiganVeterans.com. We had a great show today. I just want to thank all of our guests. We want to thank Kathy Enderly again, Jill Hinton-Wolf, Jason Bowes, and Kathy Enderle again for joining our show today. Remember that there are resources out there if you're struggling as well. So if you need someone to talk to, call the Veterans Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 or text 838-255. Follow us on Facebook as we have information about COVID vaccines and more. So thank you for joining us today, and we will see you next week.